Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of August, 2020. Got the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. All right, don't be alarmed out there if your Facebook Messenger chats and your Instagram chats have somehow merged. Yeah, apparently that's going to happen now. We have actually heard this in the past from Facebook saying they would unify the messaging across both apps. Well, apparently it started. Slowly, but it started. Yes, not everybody's experiencing this yet, but some are. They've noticed that through Instagram's Android and iOS apps, they actually have the ability now to chat with friends who actually use Facebook. Meaning, yes, Facebook Messenger. In fact, the paper airplane icon for DMs has actually been replaced by the Messenger's logo. There's your first clue that says, yes, you have now been unified. Now, those of you that have access to this feature already, you'll also notice a more colorful appearance to your chats, and even have the option of replying to messages by swiping on them. As for trying to get any comments from Facebook regarding this, well, it was the weekend, so I guess everybody, they didn't want to work. Maybe we'll hear something from them this week. We got a big GeForce event coming from NVIDIA pretty soon, September 1st, actually. Yes, that's when the graphics card maker is going to broadcast their event, obviously. No, we're not going anywhere. We're staying at home for this one, just like all the rest. The event will get underway at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., and will highlight the company's latest innovations, of course, for gaming and graphics. Now, more than likely, we'll see NVIDIA unveil that GeForce RTX 3000 card series, and most people are hoping to see the successor to the RTX 2080, that being the RTX 3080. We've also been hearing some rumors over at NVIDIA too that not everything will be unveiled on September 1st. There might be more graphics cards that'll be announced separately on September 7th. Guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. As far as watching the event, all you gotta do is head on over to the company's website. Hey, speaking of graphics and cards and gaming, yeah, EA. They've decided to rename its subscription service. Yes, EA has decided it is rebranding and consolidating its subscription service and will now be called EA Play. It's basically an attempt to avoid confusion out there amongst the gamers and to make streaming, a little bit more appealing. Now, as far as the price goes, apparently it's going to be the same. The standard $4.99 a month for the EA Play subscription, and if you want Play Pro, well, that'll be $15 a month. Now, I'm sure a lot of our gamers are out there going, okay, now it's called EA Play. So what are they going to call their EA Play events? Yeah, remember when they have those unveilings and stuff, all that? Well, now it's going to be called EA Play Live. Wow. Yeah, they just added the live at the end. As far as when EA Play will be going live, the subscription service is expected to launch on August 18th. And finally, for all of our Tesla owners out there, Elon Musk woke up and said, oh yeah, maybe that's a good idea. What's the good idea? Two-factor authentication for its car app. Yes, Mr. Elon announced that the automaker will introduce its two-factor verification for its app. But like Elon always does, yes, he says it's coming, but it's not available yet. Though Mr. Musk said it is close to happening. Which, like all things at Tesla, could be today or it could be next year. At least Elon Musk said that Tesla's embarrassing late two-factor authentication is in its final validation right now. So maybe things are a little closer than they appear. As far as how the two-factor process will work, it will use SMS and app-based authentication. Of course, we all know the app-based is a lot more secure, since it's easy to spoof SIM cards now. A story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website too for everything that is happening at the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page at British Tech Network and follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community over at our Slack room where so much fun is to be had and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Monday, and thank you, as always, for listening.